As hundreds of students file into ALF's auditorium at the University of South Dakota, they laugh and joke around.
Hey, I'll touch you if I want to touch you.
It is the annual alcohol and sexual assault discussion for sorority and fraternity members. Even Speaker Elaine Paska has jokes about risky behavior.
They roll over in bed, they open up their eyes, and there's this individual that's laying next to them that's so ugly they want to chew their arm off so they can get away before that person wakes up.
What's happening, however, is not a joke. Paska says every year about 97,000 sexual assaults happen on college campuses nationwide. 80% are date rape. Most involve alcohol. One online newspaper reports sexual assault is associated with Greek life. The September report in The Guardian U.S. says fraternity members are 300% more likely to commit rape. But fraternities at USD work to have a different reputation. Lucas Peterson is the vice president of Tau Kap Epsilon. He says safety is an expectation.
We don't have problems in the Greek community that I know of with sexual assault at USD. And that's because I think, you know, the Greek community as a whole and the individual fraternities hold their members to a certain standard and a certain set of morals and a code of conduct.
One way to set the standard is education. William Lewis is the vice president of Sigma Alpha Epsilon. He says the men in SAE believe treating women with respect makes for a stronger organization.
I know personally when I was going through as a new member in my fraternity, our education system placed a very big emphasis on respecting women and making sure they feel comfortable at all times.
Director of Sorority and Fraternity Life and Leadership, Amber Gross, says Greek houses are some of the safest places at USD. She's not dealt with the sexual assault case among fraternities and sororities.
You know, these are students who are the leaders in our university community. They're in charge of Dakota-thon. They're our SGA leaders, you know, and so they do all these wonderful things, and then there's this almost unfair spotlight on them. You know, if something bad happens in a fraternity house, I mean, it is just all over the place. It's in all the newspapers when the exact same thing may have happened multiple times in a house party off campus.
But that doesn't mean Greeks are immune. That's why sorority and fraternity members participate in a group demonstration with clear liquid and plastic cups. Speaker Elaine Paska tells everyone to combine their liquids with three other people's. In the beginning, a fraction of cups hold a colorless chemical, but the exchange spreads the substance through the auditorium. I'm Nathan Ellenbecker at USD in Vermilion.
And I'm Keely Boltina at USF in Sioux Falls. Elaine Paska holds the same demonstration an hour away at the University of Sioux Falls. The fluid swap represents unprotected sex. Students wait with their clear cups as she drops a chemical into their solutions.
They see the person who they exchange with get their cup tested before them, and their cup turned pink, and then they're like, oh no, I have it too.
Paska tells students the rosy hue represents HIV or herpes, viruses that attack the body and never leave. These diseases can be the impact of poor decisions or sexual assault. She says drinking too much and sexual abuse are connected, but being drunk isn't an excuse for a perpetrator, and it doesn't make an assault the victim's fault.
This blaming response has got to go. A person should be able to inadvertently get drunk and know that they're safe and know that nobody is going to take advantage of them. And so this is when we're talking to everybody about having the integrity to do the right thing.
Paska says, like it or not, that standard is higher for student athletes. The risk behavior expert says college kids who play sports are more visible to their classmates and to people off campus. That means they represent their universities on the court and at parties. Irene Samaniego is a soccer player for USF. She says her teammates practice together, compete together, and unwind together. They also look out for one another.
If one of my friends decides to take a few more drinks that they had to that night, the team's going to be there helping them, make sure no one takes advantage of that person. And I don't know if I can say that for everyone, but I'll say if you, right here, we're a very close community. We're very close to each other, and we always have each other back.
Samaniego says all college students may make reckless decisions, but coaches and college associations set strict standards for student athletes when it comes to those high-risk behaviors.
During most of the season, players are not allowed to drink. We can go out to parties, but you don't, as a student athlete, you don't want to be involved or known as someone that abuses alcohol or any other substances.
Samaniego says coaches stress that player performance declines when students drink. Speaker Elaine Paska says she also highlights property damage, injuries, and lower GPAs before reiterating that parties are prime grounds for sexual assaults.
Our gut level intuition is the greatest gift that we will ever have, and we often don't follow that. And I even talk about that to students in my program. If you've got this invisible person tapping you on the shoulder saying, I'd get out of here if I were you, get out. Follow that voice.
Pasqua says partygoers should pay attention by asking a person to talk elsewhere when he or she is obviously uncomfortable, or addressing people who talk about disrespectful behavior. Pasqua says young adults can protect fellow students and prevent sexual assault.